You have joined us for another episode of the Drunks and Dragons podcast. I am your dungeon master, Michael DeMauro, and with me is Tim Lanning.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for having me. It's great to be here. Happy Pride Month.
Jennifer Cheek.
Hey, everyone.
Mike Bachman.
Hey, everybody. I'm playing a new character this week. It's Charlie Brown from Peanuts. That's who I am.
Okay. No skills.
And Nika Howard.
Hey, guys. This episode is a sex joke.
Twice.
It's 269.
That's what that means.
I was elsewhere in my home. I was hearing you guys making jokes about it being 269, and I was like, nice, trying to figure out, like, what is a double 69? And I think it's a square. Like a square of people.
Yeah.
A daisy chain. Just 69ing on top of each other. Oh. It does not sound great to me.
What about, pay attention to all that.
What about a 696, which is someone going down on someone else and then another person eating ass?
Oh, damn! Wow. Nika's really bringing it to the next
She's
level.
Got it.
This is 69 for the 22nd century.
And, you know, I mean, I normally don't agree with Tim, but happy Pride Month.
That's right, it is Pride Month.
Yeah.
Happy Pride Month, everybody.
It's the only thing we agree on.
I like to think of this as a pretty gay podcast, so.
Yeah, we try our best.
Mm-hmm. Do it whenever we can.
Yeah.
We do it whenever we can.
What else is happening?
What else is up?
We've got such a weird schedule. It's like we haven't played in a while, but
it's that summer schedule we got going on where there's a million things happening and we're making it work. As we do.
Yeah, our schedule for the next until GeeklyCon, until after GeeklyCon, is some bullshit. Oh, but we're gonna have some fun, you know, with it. I'm excited.
Yeah.
I missed you. I've been wanting to play Dungeons & Dragons for so long. I got Mordenkainen's Tome of Foes, and I've been checking that out, and that's dope as hell to get my snoot into it, and has made me real horny sexually for, you know, just hanging out with you guys.
Yeah.
Tell me the other manners in which you can be horny.
Well,
spiritually horny.
Spiritually horny, that's right, sure.
Uh-huh. That's how you feel towards the Lord.
Yeah. Agape.
Agape horny. Yeah.
I want to thank Drop the Die for on Twitter, Drop the Die. Most of you probably follow him. But he sent Jennifer and I beautiful dice.
They're so nice.
And this dice box thingy.
Oh, cool.
Fancy box. And mine are all like cool stones.
Yeah.
Which he knows that I'm very into rocks and crystals and such, so I'm gonna use these suckers tonight.
Yeah.
This shit is gonna get my chakra aligned.
And our other new dice.
Yeah.
Die Hard dice.
These are, they're metal, and they're beautiful. Mine are very pink, and I love them.
Yeah.
These are part of their gemstone collection, I think. The new ones they have, so it's like a little sparkly, very pretty.
Really do have incredibly dope dice.
Yeah. Sometimes people will tweet us about other dice, and I'm like, those are very pretty, but...
The problem is I want to buy almost every dice.
I only like the ones that are $1,000 that like make the jingly noise, because there's two of them.
Oh, man.
Or just like...
like a cat collar.
Yeah. Die Hard Dice also has some of those.
They do?
Yeah, that's the ones they sent me.
Nice!
Shut up!
Cage dice.
Yeah.
No!
Yeah.
Wow.
No! Can never get enough dice. That's what I say.
Fuck!
I never stop wanting dice.
Welcome to our actual play Dungeons & Dragons 5th Edition podcast that we've been having going for these
past few weeks, I'd say.
5 years?
Yeah, man.
Was it 2012?
It's a long time.
B6 in like October.
Yeah, 6 soon.
Wowie.
We want to thank everyone for listening. As I said, it's a brand new age for Drunks & Dragons in that we have a new overlay on twitch.tv.
Oh, I was like, what is Tim talking about? New overlay. You can see our faces better, I think, this way.
I think.
Yeah.
I agree. Great job, everyone involved.
At Noodzer, N-O-D-Z-E-R, one of our good buddies who runs the charity stream, and he's on Brute Force and all the other good
shit. He just does so many things.
He's one of the people that I don't thank enough. I don't thank Solving Bubbles enough for running the Reddit enough. Mr. Red,
good.
I don't thank enough for doing
the wiki.
Mm-hmm.
We don't thank Matthew Morris for being so fucking funny, because he was too funny on the previous episodes.
Pretty funny.
He was really funny.
By the compliments of Rhaegar.
That shit was good.
That shit was funny.
Michael Bachman missed that one, unfortunately.
I did.
You don't have to listen to it.
Yeah, I just want to thank my mom for making me the man I am today. You know what I mean?
Thanks, Mom. It's almost Father's Day.
And my birthday.
Fuck
and
fathers, apparently, right? No. Well, actually, today is my papa's birthday, so.
Aww.
More like
I've never met my father, so I can't.
That's not true.
Maybe. I don't know.
What about all those Yeti mics you try to pawn off?
Yeah. Well, he has my address, but, you know.
That's a good point. Since it's been a while, we wanted to throw some more thank yous out there, and it's for me personally, whenever there's like a lot of Wizards of the Coast D&D content, I just kind of get thankful to be a part of this community. And I don't know, sometimes we forget to thank people and to kind of like mention that we are a part of a much bigger thing. You should not listen, download, follow on Twitter, laugh at, look at anyone who isn't us, though. Isn't that interesting?
that's the rules.
I'm just kidding.
And by listening, you've agreed to that. I am
sorry.
Yeah,
thank you.
It's true.
Just kidding.
I'm kidding.
Hey, who wants to roll a d20?
I'm going to roll. Man, I got too many d20 to even choose from. I'm going to do this pink one first.
This one has never been rolled.
Hey, folks. I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Oh, shit. I got a 9. Wait, that's good. That's pretty middle of the road.
I will say Die Hard 12. Sent me some cursed die.
Oh, no. Would you roll, Timmy?
5.
Oh, am I exempt because I wasn't here last time?
No, you gotta.
No, we need to do the not Orcus because
we have to go back all the way back to what happened.
Go back in your minds.
Post Ben Dildong.
No.
Yeah.
Don't make me.
That episode was so good.
Jennifer's like, what do we do? I was like,
Jennifer, what'd you roll?
I rolled a 12.
Mike Bachman.
I only ever roll good when I'm gonna do really bad at the recap.
Yeah, which, and also, we end up filling in the recap for you, so just roll the dice.
Buddy, we got your back.
My favorite recaps are Bachman's, where he doesn't say anything, and then everyone else just says the whole thing.
I rolled an 18.
And we're a team.
We are friends, and we are a team together, and we're all in this together, just like the High School Musical.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What?
So we're all in this together.
Mm-hmm. In the Feywild.
Yes, very important.
We left the forest. where we met old Ben Dilladong, and that's where this recap starts.
He's a merry fellow.
Yep.
A new Ben Dilladong shirt, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, shit. Why are you guys in the Feywild? That's what I want
to
know.
We're trying to find little Tom Harper.
Little Tom Harper?
Wait, I knew that
who
part.
Who needs his sweeties? Do you want help?
I do, but not on the parts I know. So you guys need to predict what I know and what I don't.
Okay.
Done.
Little game. We should make a note that we should make the episode 3 minutes longer.
Uh-huh. Yeah. We're there to find Tom Harper. And we will. I believe in this.
We've done some fighting already.
Yeah.
That's a brave recap.
We
to
fought.
Get that forward of what we think
fought.
We will do.
Spiders.
Mm-hmm.
Drow.
Mm-hmm.
Skeletons?
We didn't fight them. But
no.
Did we fight skeletons?
No, the skeletons are fighting with us. I forgot.
A giant crab creature that we ran from.
We went to the big rock face zone.
Mm-hmm. The astral plane.
Oh, yeah. The astral plane.
I knew that.
And we got out of that.
Here's the thing. We all love to dunk on Mike Bachman for not knowing what's happening. We did almost nothing that second episode except for talking to the horny fawn satyr boy.
Nook.
I don't even remember.
Nook.
Oh, yes. Nook.
Why is he so horny? Who's he horny towards? I don't remember
He's horny towards Toby so far.
That's right. And Toby was trying to seduce, like not seduce him, but like
get him
just
to
like show
follow
him
a, us because he's
show
a coward.
Little ass.
Right. Satyrs are notoriously horny.
Just like Mr. Tumnus. He's notoriously horny.
Now you guys also have that weird device.
Yeah, we started messing around with it and we pushed the different buttons, and each time we pushed a button, a different landscape would pop up. And all of them are like grayed out or they're all red because they're not active, quote unquote. We can't use them yet or not
there.
There
was somewhere with snow on it.
Yeah, so we got Feywild with the Fey core.
Oh, Tim has drawings.
The Underdark with a broken city on fire.
Oh, yeah.
Small cities, high walls.
Metal city.
Metal.
Yeah. A city,
city of brass. Baron of Plain, huge force. That can't be right. Fortress, dull metal, legions of soldiers, fiends, and strine rallying hill mice. I need better handwriting.
There is a rolling hill with a brook that gives a sense of calm.
Stream.
That's where we gotta go.
And then there was the image of the Fey Plane and the court. Which was the location where all of the spiders were coming from. Toby seduced Nook into helping us with his cute little hiney. There is a centaur, a hag, a sprite, and a tiger guy. That caused the portal to open where all the spiders are coming through. So we followed a path through some settlements, but the drow have completely taken over everything. It eventually leads to a dock where we can get to the Fey Court. The hag stole an artifact from the satyrs and was used to take Melora away from the Feywild, which is why all the bad shit is happening. The back way into the court is a secret and hopefully will keep us away from the drow. We got to the lake and the island with the crystal tower, and then we head to find a way across the river. And that is the last stuff I have.
Were those your notes? That was very good.
Damn.
Right?
Damn.
That's the last stuff I have, too. That all checks out.
Thank you, Bachman, as always. I couldn't remember everything we did, but thank you.
Mm-hmm. Also, if you guys ever want to cheat, the wiki is just...
I forgot. I used that a couple times, and then I forgot it was there because we had like a long drought where we didn't record for a while. And just now I'm just back to living my life, you know, back on my bullshit.
Man. 1/4 mile at a time.
Yeah. Yeah. So essentially, you all are you're on the shore of this huge lake. Off in the distance, you can see an island with this big crystal castle-y thing. And you know that's where Melora is, where you're trying to go. And as you're looking out over the scene, it's still really gloomy here. It doesn't look like it should. It's kind of dark, and the water looks dark and intimidating. And you see, like, a bird flying over the water.
What kind of bird? Yeah. It's a seabird.
Is it a raven?
No, is it a seabird?
It's a seabird.
Like a seagull? Or like a pelican? Gull.
And it's in the it's above the river.
A heron?
Of the lake. It's a huge lake.
Sea raven.
Lake raven.
As you're trying to figure out what kind of bird it is.
I figured it out. No, I think it's a finch.
A tentacle snaps out of the lake and what? Grabs it and pulls it under.
No!
And the bird is gone.
We should not travel over this lake.
Can I do a nature check to see if I know what type of tentacle likes to eat sea ravens?
Sure.
Sea ravens.
I got a 14.
Oh, man. You're going to know for sure.
You think it's probably some sort of horrible monster?
Like a kraken?
Mm-hmm.
It's for Who's notes. It's not for me. I don't know. It.
Yeah, Nika's just trying to be our, you know, not treasure. You need to treasure kind of take notes.
Trust that we won't metagame and just tell us what it is.
And how to get around it, too.
And how to get around it. I won't use it. My character will not. I can promise.
Yeah. How far away from our shore are we to the island of crystals?
It's pretty far.
Uh-oh.
Like, so 30
Are we
feet?
In a situation where we're, like, right in the middle? Like, it'd take us just as long to go back as it would to go forward?
Oh, no, you're not. You're on the shore still.
Oh, we're still on the shore.
Yeah, we haven't gotten on the lake yet.
What was the size of this this tentacle?
Well, I don't know. It seemed to shoot up like maybe 100 feet in the air.
That's a very high-flying bird.
Fuck.
I'm afraid of that bird.
It's definitely an albatross. Raven. No way.
100 feet in the air. Well, guys, that was terrifying.
It's not like a, you know, five-minute canoe ride. It's, you know, it's a pretty far.
Can we teleport?
Could we teleport over there? Dimension door over there?
Well, I hope one of you have it.
Oh,
can I build?
Door?
Ooh, I could build a. We could build a little makeshift raft. I can send a couple of my skeletons over there just to see what happens. They'll make
okay.
it. And then we'll still be here. I see how that's flawed now.
Well, what if we fill him up with bones so that he can't eat us anymore?
He'll sink right down to the bottom like a rock full of potatoes.
It's
an old that's an old gnome saying. Did you not know it?
How many rocks does your family have that are full of potatoes?
Don't be stupid, Rowan. That's very stupid what you said, and this is very dangerous. I do like the idea that we're just standing on the beach, like, you know, just it's overcast, but it's this motley crew just being like, well,
we all crack open a can of mead, and we're just like, well,
well,
how are we gonna fuck this pig?
Just throw rocks into the lake to see if I do that? Does the tentacle thing come up every time?
What? How big of a rock are we talking about?
But the size of that sea raven.
Potato. Oh,
yeah, really bird-sized rock. Can I just catch birds and throw them into the lake? like softball.
Toby, he does minor illusion. And he does a like a cluster of those sea ravens flying away out of our way to see.
Does he imbue them with whatever magic so that they're real?
Yeah. No, I can't. They're fake.
Are they just, would they be touchable?
No, like when it's, if, let's say hypothetically, it'll just be like
wing sounds.
And if he or she or it sees these bird, you know, he'll get his big grubby tentacle paw out and try to get it, but it'll go right through because it's a cantrip.
All right.
But I cannot infuse it with the shadow.
Can I, just before anyone does anything, don't hurt it yet.
Gladly.
Okay, thank you.
Out of character. Does anyone have like a charm monster?
No, but I have a thing where I can talk to beasts, so that's something I'm gonna try to do it.
Okay.
How many birds are flip flopping?
This is very important.
Three
round
birds.
Round up.
Four birds.
Okay.
Four tentacles shoot out of the water and try to grab these imaginary birds, but they are unsuccessful because not real.
Okay, Michael, I've got a question for you. Would you call this thing a beast?
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
Are you going to ride it?
Beast?
Ride it.
Bring that back.
Because I have an innate ability to communicate with beasts.
Hello, friend.
My time.
I see you also enjoy a bird.
he's just going to be like, fuck off. I'm a tentacle monster.
I just want to read its basic mood and intent.
Don't we all?
I'm pissed off. I'm a tentacle monster.
Got a toothache.
I'm so mad.
I'm gonna, if Michael allows, I'm gonna learn its emotional state, whether it's affected by magic, its short-term needs, such as food or safety, and actions I can take to persuade it not to attack. I'm about to be this tentacle creature's therapist.
You charge fucking right $200 an hour. That's what I'm
What's
saying.
Your 5-year plan, yeah. Sea monster?
How's your relationship? How's your sex life?
Who hurt you? Show me on the doll.
So you can definitely attempt to speak to it.
Okay.
I can't tell you if you'll be successful or not.
I'm gonna try. The thing that I don't know, it's not like I do a roll. It's just part of my essence as a ranger.
It's kind of like if you had the ability to walk on walls. You're like, yo, is this a wall? And he was like, I don't know. And then you're like, all right, I'm gonna try it. It's like, well, you don't. It's like, okay, now I know. So just try it.
I mean, I can. Okay. Role I mean, I can
role play it.
Okay. So
do the RP.
Never.
I guess I okay, cool. So Rowan walks out so that her little feeties are in the water just a bit.
Oh boy.
And sees if anything happens, number one.
Be careful.
I could send a skeleton out to do this exact thing.
No. I got this.
Also, I can breathe water. I just found this out.
You don't need to go under there.
Okay, hold on a second.
Oh no.
Nothing happens.
Can I ready an action?
Sure, what's your action?
I want to wall of force for whenever tentacles try to snatch up Rowan.
Rowan, before you get out, can I tie this rope to you and maybe we could tie it to a tree or something so that if this thing takes you, it won't take you that far?
That sounds like a great idea. It takes you with extremely great force, in which case I will be ripped in half.
Yeah.
But maybe it'll take the tree and then we'll be able to track you like a bobber in a reel.
No.
This girl's so smart.
No, that's a... I guess...
You know what? Toby, I know you got your way of doing things. You get your spells ready. I can see your stress
Toby's,
right now.
Toby's fingernails start to glow in a weird way.
And you know what? We'll do it the tree way and the spell way.
You didn't hear me say that.
I saw your...
Oh, you know my finger's going. Okay. Yeah, I was like...
All right. Ron walks a little bit further in, and she takes her hand and, like, knocks on the water. Knock, knock, knock.
That's what it does. That's the phrase one
that's
views.
That's very polite of you, Ron.
You just walk in someone's home without asking.
Now, where's everyone else standing?
I'm not on the beach.
Not at all. Like, yeah.
We're 110 feet back from Rowan.
Yeah, I'm 110 feet back. That's all I need.
Well, what good friends I have.
Hey, I can beat you in like 2 seconds, so.
That's true. You're so fast.
Can I just send a couple of skellies out to just like, you know, like stand on either side looking real official?
They're holding the rope.
They're wearing suits.
With little water wings.
Okay, so you all are, you're literally all 110 feet back.
Yeah, we're hiding in the underbrush, you know how.
Or more.
Or, well, no, not more. I 110 feet. That's, we're hiding in the like, you know, reeds, those corndog looking pieces of shit.
I got spell sniper. I can be further away. It's fine.
A bee tries to sting me, but my mage armor gets it away.
Okay, a little tentacle creeps up out of the water and it's kind of like pointing like a finger would point, and it's pointing at Rowan. What does Rowan say to this tentacle?
Hello there, friend. How's it going?
I sent Arlington to be near so I can hear this happen.
Do you have a moment to talk about our Lord and Savior?
Are you interested in buying any essential oils for me?
Okay, so. Any non-essential oils? You don't need them.
Yeah, I got a lot of fucking oil. If you can help
can you
me out here,
take
man.
Take this off my hands.
Canola.
Tea tree.
Now, I will say real quick, though, by doing this communication, Michael, I do read his basic mood and intent.
If it's a beast.
If it's a beast, then I read its basic movement intent.
Right.
And learn its emotional state, whether it is affected by magic of any sort, its short-term needs, and actions I can take to persuade it not to attack.
It's right. Like, I really need to make $100 by Thursday.
Like, man, I need you to do a quest for me.
Okay. So, 5 tentacles.
Shit.
Launch
That's
out
too
of
many.
The lake.
Can't deal with all those tentacles.
Speak for yourself.
One.
Jennifer.
I've read this in a fan fiction before.
One goes for Rowan's, each of Rowan's appendages.
5 feet away from Rowan, Toby's wall of force pops up, and it's just a bubble around her completely. In a circle, because I've learned
what
that lesson
gonna
before.
Shake his hand. I mean, continue doing, but what if it's just going to shake her hand?
Yeah.
He said burst out, right?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So she's in a hamster ball now of invisible force. The tentacles don't know it. It's invisible.
Oh.
Okay. So, I'm trying to think. I'm trying to think if you would be surprised by this. I mean, I know you had an action readied, but I don't think Toby is like superhuman. Like, I want to give you this, but
well, so I know we're of the rule of thumb, and if you want to ding me for being so fucking far away, I'll take that. But my understanding of readying actions is basically saying if X then Y, and my X was if tentacles spring out at Rowan, therefore I should have my hamster ball. It's an immediate action, it lasts for 10 minutes, you know, they can't get through it, and all that good stuff. You know, I trust you, but if you want to steal my good friend Rowan, who I'm friends with, and, you know, co-business owner, I don't really have a huge life insurance policy out on her, so I would love...
That's a mistake.
Okay. You know what? Sure. Toby he's all amped up, and as soon as he sees this tentacle shooting her way, he pops up that wall of force.
He does a big anime scream.
And the skeletons to either side of her are just shredded by...
My best friends!
Tentacles.
I didn't think about them at all for obvious reasons.
Now, do you think this hamster ball would move, or...
So here's the thing. I don't think it will. It can't be free-floating or resting in the solid surface. You can form it into a hemispherical dome or a sphere with a radius up to 10 feet. You know what? I say since we're on sand, it's up to you. As long as, like, if I try to do it later on in, like, a tower, it's not the same rule. Because I think one could argue maybe... But it also passes to the ethereal plane. It's up to you. I don't care.
Here's what we'll say happens.
Yeah.
These tentacles wrap around Rowan.
My ball.
And try to yank her into the watery depths.
But...
But they don't. So what instead happens is this horrible monstrosity pulls itself onto the beach,
putting it
in range of all of you guys, and now you've all got tentacles flying at your faces.
But
what does it look,
Michael,
like? What do we see?
Did it not pull in Rowan because of the rope that was tied around her?
I mean, you can make that argument.
Okay, that's fair. Yeah,
you
it was
definitely
not
make that argument.
It wasn't the wall of force, it was the rope.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promoting for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey everybody, Bachman here. And hey, I get it. Erectile dysfunction is a sensitive topic, and it's difficult visiting a doctor to talk about it because if you go outside, everyone will see you're not hard. Thankfully, through Hims, you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. Answer a series of questions on their site, and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you for free. No insurance needed. The process is simple and online, so you can skip all the hard stuff. Save that for your pants. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/greetings. That's hims.com/greetings for your personal ED treatment options. hims.com/greetings. Let's get hard together. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Feeling like you're stuck, can't breathe, or that you could explode at any moment? Life is stressful. And whenever it becomes too much to carry, lighten the load with therapy. Recently, I've had life throw a lot at me, and instead of bottling it up like I normally do and keeping it to myself, I started therapy, and now that weight feels lifted off my chest. If you think it's time to let therapy do the heavy lifting, reach out to BetterHelp. It's entirely online, so it's therapy that's convenient, flexible, and perfectly suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and then you're free to message, video, or phone call your therapist whenever you need. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragons to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/dragons.
So
what do we see?
Rowan, just to be clear, the tentacles do not wrap around me, right? Like my body.
No, they wrap around the ball.
The ball. Ooh. So, Rowan, can I dive out of it, or am I stuck in the ball?
You're stuck in the ball.
Oh, everyone else is getting attacked now by these tentacles.
Damn it.
So, Toby, you've got three tentacles coming at you to grasp your ass.
I'm 110 feet away. Is that
right? Yeah, no, it's because of what you did, you caused it to be able to come into range of you. You see?
Listen, definitely at an advantage with it on the ground, so you're welcome for fixing this for you all.
Maybe. It depends on how many more tentacles it's got. Maybe it can move real fast. It just rolls.
Like a millipede or something.
Yeah, so its lowest roll was 20. Does that hit your AC?
Totally. As it's getting closer to me, I cast shield, giving me a 22 AC. So I'm still concentrating on the ball. But shield is not a concentration spell. It's a reaction spell. And Toby kind of like thumps his chest.
And the other thing you just did wasn't a reaction.
Correct. That was my action. That's true, right? I guess I haven't thought about it that way. If holding an action uses your reaction. I don't believe it does. But I've been wrong before. And it's a new leaf.
Anyway, so the 20 doesn't hit?
The 20 does not hit. I have 22 AC until the start of my next turn.
So the 227s do hit.
The 227s, oddly enough, do hit.
Okay, so tentacles wrap around both of your arms. Well, we'll say one wraps around your arm and one wraps around your leg.
Ah! God! They got me! Help me! Lonnie, Scud! Scud! Grab me! Did they do damage? Hopefully not.
No, they're just grappling you at this point.
Piss!
But they are, you can feel them dragging you towards the lake.
Do we see this creature's, like, heft?
So far, there seems to be a dark mass just under the surface of the water.
Why is it so big?
Who knows, man. So, I rolled a 1. That's no good. But but for Lonnie, I've got a 20.
No.
I'm bad at math. 22?
That meets.
That meets, ooh, so yeah. The other one's going to hit as well. So you've got, I'll say, both your legs get grabbed.
No!
Well, good thing I still got my mitts.
Isn't it interesting? The character built for running gets Herbst legs snatched. Just a little joke.
What are the odds?
Please don't break my legs. Please don't make me sleep with the fishies.
Wow, I rolled 2 ones. Damn it.
That's great. Do more.
Yeah, do that.
Coward. Scud. Scud, you've got a 24? Is it 24 hit your AC, Scud?
Well, I said I was 110 feet or more.
He was actually 300 feet.
Oh, you're the or more category.
Well, because Chill Touch has a range of 240 feet, and I got Spell Sniper anyway, so that's 480 feet. So
Chill Touch does?
There's just like a... Oh, I forgot to say that there's just a big bank behind you that you really wouldn't be able to...
Yeah, that's on us.
Yeah. Whoops, forgot to
ask about...
forgetting
to say things, you know.
You've had your brain scooped out. It's not on you.
Yeah, it's true. It's, yeah, you're missing most of your skull and teeth and bones. And
Michael looks like hell right
now. So what number are we talking about for my
24. AC? 24.
Shit. Why didn't you just say that? Yeah, that hits me.
Okay, this one goes around your neck.
No!
Oh, no!
That's worse than leg and arm.
That's... But does Scud have to breathe?
No.
Oh, thank God.
Really? What's up with you two weirdos?
No, he can breathe air or water.
Oh, okay.
So, yes, he does.
And you hear screeches from either side of you as Frank and and Nook both get tentacled.
What's going on with my skeletons, though? I had 2 skeletons next to Eludra.
Oh, they got blown up.
They got
blown up,
just
brother.
Ripped into pieces.
No, okay.
Their suits, like they're like in pieces, like a hand's over here and a little like rip of a tie is over here.
Okay.
Okay, so let's roll initiative.
That's stupid.
Is this my fault?
Yes.
It is, but.
I was happy to build a bone boat and sail us across the ocean.
I rolled a 12 again.
I'm going to use my brand new.
But my initiative is 4, so 16.
I got an 11.
I got
12.
A 9 plus nothing plus jack shit. I got 9.
Do we still get Tom's aura?
Yeah. can we still see him in our dreams when we close our eyes?
Rowan.
Yes.
You are untentacled.
Wow.
You are safe in a nice. A little ball. Can she shoot out of the ball?
No.
Can you let me out of the ball?
You can hold an action, and then I'll let the ball go.
Okay. Yeah, I want to... Toby, let me out. And I knock on that. I love knocking on things, and it never works for me. But when's your turn?
Next.
I roll 12.
Okay, good.
So just say what you want to... to keep consistent. Ready what you want to do.
Okay. Well, I'm going to...
You can just
to...
delay your turn until after Toby's.
Yeah. Okay.
There's no delay in 5e, just to stop the emails. But this is an easier way to do it. Why do I give a shit? Shut
house
up.
Rules.
It's house rules. House rules.
Okay. On my turn, I hear Rowan telling me about that.
I'm like tapping on the thing, and it's like you can kind of hear me like...
And I see the signal. I dissipate the orb. And I will say out, well, you think your tentacles are good and strong? Well, I can fight tentacles too! And I cast Ivard's Black Tentacles.
Yes!
Oh, love it.
Oh my god, I'm getting so hard right now.
It's in a 20-foot area, so I want to try to catch... as many of the tentacles, mostly myself, of my good friends Lonnie and Scudward, and Frank and Nook as I can with, I think it's like a circle. 20-foot square actually. So my own tentacles burst forth, and on the start of this creature's turn, he'll have to deal with 3d6 bludgeoning damage on each. I mean, I don't know. I don't really know if you're counting each tentacle as a creature.
Are you sure tentacles don't do piercing damage?
Oh boy. Okay. Okay. This week we're sponsored by Faku.com.
Wait, what's that site?
I don't think I have anything else.
Wait, where is that 20 feet, like, based?
Wherever, I assume since we're all standing near us, it's probably 50 feet in front of us, I'll say.
Yeah, so you can put it anywhere, is what you're saying.
I put it within 90 feet, yes.
Okay. So, and does it attack friend and foe, or just, is it creatures, or what?
When a creature enters the affected area for the first time on a turn, or starts its turn there.
Okay, so it hurts your friends, too.
It will hurt my friends, yes.
Do we have to make saves?
Yes.
Or, okay.
Okay, so I think you, if you don't want to get your friends, you're not going to be able to get all the tentacles, essentially.
I'm fine with it.
Just get your friends.
Yes, get us. We're good.
I'm going to cast it 90 feet away just to give us time to figure out. Because in my mind, the tentacles are already in this area. So I'm going to cast it 90 feet away. And I don't know, in my mind, the way that ropes work, that go back to one, you know, single point, they get closer together. The mm-hmm. closer they are yeah. to their what, zenith, originating point. So, Michael, it's up to you. You're God, and I love you. You look great today.
Well, I mean, it depends on how big this creature is, right?
And we don't actually know.
It really does.
We don't know yet.
Yeah, no, you're not wrong at all. You're I would call
it. What if it's not even a single creature? You don't even
know. I don't know that either. It could be several single squid boys with but one tentacle.
What if, like, at the base of the tentacle where it enters the water, it's just two human legs just kicking, just treading?
I don't like that at all.
You don't know.
Regardless, Michael, I guess you're asking me. I will choose the safer option and put it 90 feet away, but try to catch as many tentacles as I can. As we're getting jacked off to the beach.
Got it.
We are getting jacked off on the beach.
Okay, Rowan.
Yes.
You've delayed your action until the trigger of the thing, whatever.
Oh, no, shut up. She hasn't gone yet. Everyone, shut up. And then I cast Misty Step, and I'm teleported 30 feet behind, or let's say 10 feet, 20 feet behind me, and I'm no longer grasped. Woohoo.
Oh, shit.
So is that a reaction?
That's a bonus. I've used all my shit this round.
Wow.
But I also do have my reaction back.
You did let me out of the ball, right?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Am I allowed to go now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. All right, now that the bubble, I assume I'm like in a bubble and it pops and I'm like, boop, and I go back down into the water, like not far in the water, just my little feeties. So I'm going to cast Lightning Arrow. And then use my oath bow to get at this tentacle creature.
Also, don't forget that you have your spiritual weapon.
No, she has her dancing.
I have dancing sword.
Oh, yes. Sorry. Spiritual weapon is Pathfinder.
Spiritual weapon is it's a cleric spell or paladin, I guess.
I think I can't do the dancing rapier because it's a bonus action. And I just am doing a bonus action now with lightning arrow, but next time I will. So, okay, where is D20?
Now, what are you shooting at?
Now that is a good question, isn't it? Is there like an area where can I see like where the tentacles are like kind of like balled up together, like where they might be originating?
They seem to be coming from like a wide swath.
Okay.
Either it's more than one creature or it's so gigantic.
Okay.
That.
All right. That's okay. It's all right. So I'm going to. So all my friends are like kind of far away, right? From me?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I'm 110 feet away.
You're not. Okay, good. All right. So let's just say I'm going to shoot it towards the middle tentacle that I can see.
Well, if you can pick. So there's two grasping Lonnie, one grasping Scud, and there's three grasping both Frank and Nook, whose name I can never
remember.
Five
tentacles? Is that what you just said? Five total? How many?
There are 6, 7, 8, 9 total.
That's a lot. You said there's one that's got grasping Lonnie?
One's grasping Scud around the neck.
I got two on my legs.
I'm going to do that one because Scud doesn't need to breathe, so he'll be okay.
I do.
I thought you said he didn't need to breathe.
I did, but I was not serious about that. Oh. I need to breathe air or water.
Okay, so. Fine. I guess I'll get you then.
I mean, you know, I can probably survive for like 30 seconds. You don't have to do it this turn.
But I would like to shoot. I want to specify that I want to shoot the tentacle like far enough back that it's like, let's say 11 feet from where it's grasping Scud.
Yeah, let's say that.
Okay.
Okay, cool. Piss. so that's a 20.
That will hit.
Nice. So it takes 48 lightning damage. Are there any other tentacles in the general area, like within 10 feet of this?
Sure.
That's what I like to hear. Because then they're going to take 2d8 of lightning damage. Mostly, I just want to see what lightning damage will do to this right now. 19 lightning damage to the tentacle. Then I'm going to pick these two dice that rolled the highest. And they did not do as good this time. 5 lightning damage to whatever secondary tentacles are around.
Okay, so your arrow actually just slices right through the tentacle that was holding Scud. And I think I'm gonna say even though it's piercing against all odds, it just cuts that fucker right.
It's just
half.
The lightning is like and like slices.
and some lightning arcs off of that and slightly fries Lonnie's two tentacles.
Nice.
It's good.
And we will go to Lonnie.
I was figuring it up. Sorry, I was getting so caught up in what everyone else was doing. I wasn't getting my turn. okay, so I want to anime style just like I look down at the tentacle that is singed and it's still on me, correct? It's just singed a little bit.
Oh yeah, there's one in each leg.
Okay, perfect. I want to take both my fists and I guess for the sake of rules, I want to just start like anime nonstop. I'm only going to attack 4 times, but for the sake of the art of theater, I want to just nonstop punch. It's a flurry of blows, but you don't even see my fists. It's just a little.
She's auroring so hard.
So many JoJos. Yeah.
I want to try to do that. Does a 13 hit?
13 does not hit.
Does a 17 hit?
A 17 does hit.
Okay, everything else will hit. I got a 23 and a 28 on the other attack. So
are you attacking one tentacle or two?
Well, I mean, probably I should just attack one because I don't do too much damage. So I think it would behoove me, betentacle me to attack one and try to just knock it out. Well, shit. That was minimum damage. 15, 26.
26 damage?
26 damage. And then I'm going to... Well, I can't dodge, can I? Because I'm technically grappled.
You're grappled.
Can I try to escape a grapple? Or is that an action? I think that's an action.
Let's say it's an action.
Okay. I think it is, so that's my turn.
All right, so you just bash this one tentacle into pulp.
Yeah. Mm. Yes!
And you hear... On the surface of the water, all these bubbles come up, and you hear like, and like the bubbles are coming from everywhere.
Are these all just like single? Are these just snakes? And these are their butts?
Oh my god! What are those? The eels that you always see them in animes, and they like they just come up, and there's a whole bunch of them in the sand. They just do this.
What do you think? Gosh.
This is just like little mermaids.
They're like snake eels or something like that. And what you always... Yeah.
What is she saying?
Do we have a player's handbook in here? Monster manual? I need that.
Jennifer's cheating.
I'm not cheating.
It's good.
So I'm not contained anymore?
You are uncontained.
Okay. So what is the landscape around us actually look like?
The landscape looks like one tentacle around Lonnie's leg and... 3 tentacles each around Nook and Frank, who are being dragged into the water.
Okay, right. No, I mean physically the landscape. Like, you made a joke about a bank. Is there actually a bank?
Yeah, sure. There's a bank. It's about 120 feet away from you.
Is it a bank or a credit union?
A Frank!
Where can I find a Starbucks? Okay, I just want to kind of like, you know, run back a little bit. My speed, whatever that is. It's, wait. Do you guys remember how this is the first time I've ever asked about the running action and how far I can go?
It's dash.
That's what I said.
It's double what your normal movement is.
But it uses my action? Or it doesn't?
If you do not have dash, I think you can dash as a bonus action if you're specific classes. Other than that, you have to use it as an action.
Okay, well, I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to move my, like, 30 feet. And then I'm going to turn around. And so you said that Lonnie's still got one on her?
Mm-hmm.
And Aludra's free?
Aludra's not here.
Who's that?
Okay. What is, how's Harper doing?
Not well.
He's dead.
Okay.
Not so good.
He would be good in this situation, though, since he's not easy to grasp.
Okay. Yeah. So,
Toby is not grasped.
Okay. But Rowan is grasped.
No.
Nah, man, I'm good.
But Aludra is, weirdly.
She's fine. She's having a nice little Saturday.
Scud kind of backs up a little bit. He gets down in the sand, just way down in the dirt, pulls out his binoculars, and, kind of scopes out that last tentacle, and he's going to use his chill touch on the tentacle. Going to make a little hand. It's going to hit it. Spell attack. I can do that.
So you're freeing Lonnie.
Yeah, I'm freeing,
Thank you.
I'm trying, anyway.
Nook and Frank both glare at you.
What? They're NPCs. I don't give a shit about them.
Should I?
While Bob was figuring this out, just a real quick check-in from your best friend, Jennifer. How many, tentacles are we looking at right now?
Currently, you can see 7 tentacles.
Okay, thank you.
Enough for a party.
Okay, so that's 23.
That hits.
Okay, and that's 3d8. Do I need to roll those?
Yeah.
Okay. Are these minions? 17.
Tentacle gets all frosty, and it releases Lonnie.
Cool. Does it die?
I mean, it...
Does it get gangrene?
It doesn't seem to be dead.
Okay.
But then Toby's tentacles all erupt. And
he's now inseminated.
Oh, classic Toby tentacle eruption.
This is Hugo. This one's for you.
Hugo's not even in the chat. That's the worst part.
How he gonna listen to it later? And I cannot wait to see this art.
I think he knows he now. Like, even though he's not in chat, I think he knows.
So a bunch of other tentacles shoot out of the water, but Toby's tentacles all grab them.
And yes!
It's just a big writhing, like, it's like a snake king or whatever. What are those things called?
A snake king of snakes.
A rat king?
A rat king.
Look. But there's a snake one. There's a snake
version.
There is,
version. But they're all balled up on each other and they're all fucking.
A rat
king.
And they fuck.
Oh, yeah.
But it's snakes.
A fuck ball.
A snake.
A
snake.
Yes! A fart! Again, you're helping me!
That's what I'm looking. Oh, I don't like watching. I just looked up snakes all together on Google. I hate it. Why did
snakes all together.
A mating ball? That's all.
Why did I look this up?
A breeding ball?
Toby can feel each of the eruptions. He gets momentarily drained. He drops to his knee for a second. He clinches. His previously glowing fingernails turn a deep black, and his eyes also turn a deep black as his tentacles snatch all those other tentacles.
Right. And as that's happening, both Nook and Frank get kind of like lifted off their feet, and they get dragged 100 feet, and they're like right at the lip of the water now.
Wonderful.
Rowan, you see your friends Nook and Frank about to get pulled under the water.
This is the best day of my life. I would like to cast my famous spell, Conjure Woodland Beings. And I would like to conjure 4 buff satyrs right now. They have rams in their hands. I don't know what a bludgeoning. Let's just say they got like a mace, like some sort of bludgeoning weapon. And I know you're all dying to know what their names are. And their names are Justin Timberlake, Lance Bass, JC Chazet, and Joey Fatone.
Damn.
Justin Timberlake goes forward And he attacks. Man,
it's all the Backstreet
Boys. Those are NSYNC. And I didn't do Chris Kirkpatrick because he's the worst one.
I love O-Town. Think it back.
If anything, don't do Justin. He's doing fine. They need this.
I'm sorry.
Chris needs this. Is he dead? Oh, I know. That's how long they're in. Oh, they're all dead. No. They all stopped being in NSYNC.
These are all members of Boyz II Men.
So... Justin Timberlake. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Those are the satyrs that I called. Chris Kirkpatrick is elsewhere.
No.
Justin Timberlake goes forward and he...
Not Joey? Sorry.
No. Tim, why are you trying to get him in my boy band?
I love
my
Joey.
My boy band of satyrs. Justin Timberlake goes forward and he bashes the tentacle that is holding Frank.
So, okay. I was going to say, because they're probably... separated by about 30 yep. feet. So
because I can manifest them in any open space.
Okay.
So the first one is where Frank is and he bash. I always get confused about using monsters and how that works. So
you have all those actions for each of them.
Oh, I see. Actually, I changed my mind. He's not holding a
Ram, that's their horns.
Oh, that is okay. I am gonna do that because just even though it won't work out as well for me tactically, but because the image of it's very good, and I'm gonna do that. And I rolled very badly. Justin Timberlake's really disappointed me. Oh no, a 7.
Told you should use Chris.
He just kind of bounces off the rubbery tentacle and falls sideways into the
Red
water.
Rover style.
He's like, okay, all right. Well, let's see if Lance Bass does any better because he's going to try to help.
He's at least sea themed.
Exactly. He's going to help our friend, the other satyr, whose name I forget. Nook. He's going to help Nook.
Like the book.
And since he saw his friend Justin Timberlake fail so, so badly, he's like, actually, maybe I will do my short sword instead of trying to ram it with my head. Oh, now that's what I'm talking about. That's a 23.
Lance was always the smartest.
That hits.
Nice.
Nook is like, hey, Lance.
It does 6 damage.
All right, he hacks into the tentacle and some black blood spurts out of it, but it's still attached to Nook.
Okay, fair enough. That's when JC Shazay comes forward and he also attacks with the short sword.
I miss him.
Oh, why am I rolling so bad? 12.
12 misses.
Piss! Okay. All right, Joey Fatone, this is all on you. I believe in you, Joey Fatone.
Meanwhile, Chris Kirkpatrick is looking out from
I could have done this.
The hot dog reeds with his, like, rail gun.
God damn it!
You're being punished.
This is what I get for trying to be creative. I rolled a 1, so nothing.
Wow. Which one was this?
He was going to try to help Nook as well.
What was his name? Which one was it though?
Oh, this is Joey Fatone.
Joey just completely misses the tentacle and he just splashes into the water and
never
and
to be
gurgles seen. Under the never, surface.
Never to be seen again. Wow. Well, I hit a tentacle for 6 damage. What a very good turn I had.
Still have your bonus?
I do. I do. I'm for sure going to send my dancing rapier out to try to fix what I just did. I'm trying to help out Nook right now. I'm going to help. I got part of it? Yeah, I got part.
Yeah.
So I'm going to try to finish this job. I'm not going to use this dice. I'm mad at that one. It's bad.
Do you want to use my red one?
Yeah, let me use this one. Well,
don't touch my red one anymore. Please, stop.
Guys, Jennifer's back at it again with the bad rolls.
Back at her bullshit.
I did 12.
Well.
I've got this one spell that I know whenever I use it, it's going to go so poorly. And I'm just waiting for the worst time to use it. I just want to let y'all know that in advance. One of these times we're going to have a bad day.
Okay. I'm having a bad day right now.
Oh, no. It could be much worse.
Remember back in the day when we played Shadowrun and we had that bomb in our heads? I forget who had it, but that was funny. Remember it? That was funny.
Very vague. That's been so long ago.
Random encounters. It's fun.
Guys, I'm sorry for failing you. Mostly I... am sorry for thinking that NSYNC would save the day. That's on me.
That was your first mistake. Toby, you're up.
I look around, seeing all of the chaos. Now, Michael, I want to be catty at you, and I literally want to ask you every single sentence of this spell, because who knows? You might change the rules next round.
I might.
But I'm casting Geist on the creature. It must make a Wisdom 18 saving throw or become charmed by me. I basically suggest I command it, and it carries out my service, and the command I tell it to do is to cartwheel like a sea urchin, and as we all know, that's put all your hands, tentacles or otherwise, out.
A sea urchin, you mean a star, like a starfish?
No, because he has countless arms.
Oh, I see. So, I see what you're saying.
Cartwheel like a sea urchin, coward. So he has to make a Wisdom 18 saving throw.
Nothing seems to happen.
Fuck! I say.
Fuck! Toby exclaimed.
Toby. You also get the feeling that you're not dealing with a single creature.
Yeah? A word?
Maybe we need to get out of here.
It feels like there's multiple things.
I mean, like,
how do we get across, though?
Gotta fly.
Adventure's over.
Are there any tall mountains nearby?
Tall mountains?
Yeah, because I could slow fall us over to that, like Morrowind style.
That'd be cool. Can we blow the horn or blow the whistle and have Yazdeer come help us?
Please.
Yeah, where the fuck's Yazdeer?
Can we start singing the Ben Dildong song?
He doesn't come out of the forest.
Oh, truth.
And his boots are yellow.
I'm still concentrating, by the way, so I still have my tentacle town.
Lahani.
Is the one who is anyone still being restrained?
Nook and Frank are on the verge of being dragged under the water.
Is anyone else still restrained?
No, everyone else is free.
Okay, damn, so okay. We leave.
We leave. We Love leave.
Thanks for your service.
I'm going to go up. Is there a tentacle on each of them or
There's
multiple
three
ones
tentacles on each of them. One of them has a little cut.
Okay, I want to go up and punch the one that had a cut.
Okay.
I don't know what each tentacle takes, but I'm going to break it up this time and do two.
You realize that you like just fucking destroyed that one that you punched.
Yeah, so I think I'm going to hit two of them.
Okay.
Try something different. So I want to go up and I want to hit one on... let's maximize it. Two on Frank, because I think he's... Oh, I don't know. They're both going to bitch a lot. Two on Frank. Maybe he'll give me an extra egg salad sandwich. Does a 15 hit?
15 misses.
I don't think it's in the budget.
Shit. Okay, then I have a 19 and a 29 to hit.
Okay, those will both hit.
Okay, so then that will be 10, 15, 21 damage to... Oh, sorry. One will take 10... Sorry, I forgot I was breaking it up. One will take 10 damage, the other will take 11 damage.
They both release Frank and slide back into the water.
Perfect.
Okay.
Frank is now dangling from one leg.
All right, we got everything we need. Let's get out of here.
Scud.
Shit. So Frank is still being held by one, is what you're telling me?
Mm-hmm, and Nook is being held by three.
Okay. God, part of me just wants to summon a shit ton of demons and leave. But I'm not
gonna... I don't
Wait, you can do that? Shit.
Yeah, I can... like, the maximum number of demons that I can summon, I was doing the math on this... Because I want to do it. I really do. I could summon like 24 demons.
What the fuck?
Why can you summon 24 demons and I can only summon 4 shitty satyrs?
Yeah, I mean, they're not good demons.
Still, they're not good satyrs.
Yeah. What's the challenge rating on your satyrs?
They're one half.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. If I summon my max number, they're 1/4. So that's fine. But that's still a lot.
You should just summon 24 demons under the water where you see the bubbles.
And like stabbing. They sound like What's his name? Salacious Crumb.
Max Rebo.
No.
There's a serious drawback in that they're hostile to everyone. And they attack whoever's closest.
We're all really fucking far away.
Oh my god.
I know, but I can't cast it. I can't cast it far enough away for it to not attack
word.
Us.
Yeah.
And they last for an hour. So we have to look over our shoulders for an hour at all these fucking demons following us around.
Well.
It seemed like such a good idea until I read the spell.
Oh my god.
Isn't that the way of it? I'm the bitch from Earth.
But also, that's fucking funny.
One of these days, that's what I'm saying, we're going to have a really bad day and I'm so sorry.
I've already decided a plan for that.
What you need to do is set it up
so that you summon the demons, they do their thing, and we like jump an airship and fly away.
Or
just,
you
like,
all
wreaking havoc.
Hold my hand and we teleport to the astral plane.
Like, do it in like...
You will know, if I'm summoning 24 demons, I want to stick around to see the aftermath.
Be able to watch.
Okay, sure.
Like, do it like...
Cast invisible
summon
or something?
Summon them... into like Ashiar Dane's like bedchamber.
No! That's my wife.
Harper's back.
Not for long. Hey. I feel like she could probably handle 24 demons.
Rowan would never say that, but Jennifer is saying that because it'd be very funny.
Don't kill her.
They wouldn't die. They'd just like poke her butt with their pitchforks a little bit.
No. Demons are creatures of chaos.
Maybe she likes that.
Yeah.
They're creatures of chaos.
Let her live a little bit.
I've read Mordecai and his homophobes. They're bad.
So I rolled a 12. So 21 on that one that's holding Frank.
That hits.
Cool. I freeze another tentacle.
What kind of damage are we talking here?
What type of damage freezes?
Oh, how much damage did you do?
Oh, yeah, a lot of it. yeah, that's right. Why do I keep putting my dice away? That's honestly.
Hey, man. This is episode one, so, you know.
Oh, man.
17.
Frank gets dropped, lands on the bank, and scrambles away like a feral animal.
Do you land on the bank or the credit union?
Stop.
Oh, come on now.
Come on.
It's a good fucking joke. I can't help it.
It's bad.
Nook looks at you guys and goes, I hardly knew you. And then... is gone.
No! Really? I tried!
Can I let you guys in on a little secret about how Mike Bachman feels about NPCs?
Yeah.
Fuck them.
They're canon.
Wow, I'm so surprised.
Meat shields.
What do you guys do? It's top of the round.
So, there's the snake nest of Ivard's tentacles and whatever these tentacles are, but none of us are snatched.
Nobody's snatched.
Nook
currently.
Is gone, though. He did.
Nook is theoretically about 100 feet under the water.
Jesus, he's been fast.
I feel bad about that. Jennifer does. I don't know if Rowan does.
How did they handle this kind of thing in Harry Potter? Wasn't there something similar?
Oh, there's definitely there's a tentacle monster in the lake.
They took a
devil snake?
Stankweed.
I think it's called
Oh my god, I killed Harry Potter! Remember that part? That part is funny. Neville's funny. He's hot now.
I pour a bag of every flavor beans in the water and see what happens.
My twin brother dies.
No, I'm talking about the scene with Dumbledore with all the dead bodies in the water.
Oh yeah, he fucking cries.
You know what? I think this is a great time to end this episode.
Man.
What do you guys say?
I love it. We'll have to save us drinking the bone hurting juice like Dumbledore did till next time.
Awesome. Well, how do we do this again? It's been so long.
Man,
Thank you, everybody, for following us on Twitter, maybe Geekly Inc. or Dini Podcast. I'm Thrifty Nerd.
Well, of course, I have to read feedback, and you're skipping all that.
Oh
and
shit! What? We have so much of it.
No!
That's why I asked.
I want to read a tweet. So, people, here's the thing: we only read reviews from, I believe, Stitcher and iTunes. So sometimes we'll get tweets or whatever else being like, can't wait to hear this on the podcast in a year. And you're going to be sorely disappointed. But today I saw this one, and much like the apocryphal boy picking up starfishes and throwing them into the sand, I'm going to read this one. If we pull back the DM screen a little bit, we read reviews because we're selfish pieces of shit. The more reviews we read, the more you guys give, yada, yada, yada.
We love reviews.
We love reviews. It helps us out. Please review us. Please review all the other podcasts you listen to, especially the small podcasts that aren't as high up on the list. It seriously helps so much. But all I'd say is, like, on top of that, it's too hard to accumulate them too. So even if we didn't want to be shit lords, we just couldn't figure it out any damn way. Asian Sea Cow says, just wanted to let y'all know how great y'all are. I started listening to you guys 2 weeks ago and started from episode 1. I'm now on episode 51, listening to Memories. I hope that by the time I catch up to Ep 268, I'll hear this on the show. So I read this because I like their avatar, which has a nice flowery hat. So everyone else that I haven't done that, I apologize, but thems are the hashtag breaks. But let's now move over to the podcast review things. Best D&D podcast, but don't listen for insect facts. Hey, by Bag of Adijai. Hey, group, love the podcast. Started on episode 1 back in March of 2017, and I am currently around episode 120. This podcast is great, except for your reporting of accurate insect facts. In episode 115, the group, sans Bachman, fought a giant fly demon, and Nika said that insects don't have ears slash can't hear. That's not true. I'm an entomologist and listen to your podcast while playing with caterpillars.
Prove it.
And can assure that while insects do not have ears like humans, they are certainly capable of hearing. Keep up the good work. Sounds fake.
Which means they can't hear.
Also, this is our fantasy world where insects do have ears. You can't.
I don't count feeling vibrations and shit like as hearing. That's different. No. They can't enjoy the beauty of a symphony by Bach.
Yeah. They weirdly have ears but cannot hear. And they must scream. Sly Dwarf Jorgenboner by Eolf Hradi from Sweden. I gotta say, you guys are the friggin' best thing that ever happened to the internet. Been listening for years now, just never wrote iReview because I was busy listening. But today I thought I had to. I was lurking around YouTube and found Tim and Jennifer's wedding video and cried to the Dragonborn.
I fucking love when that happens. Yeah. So funny.
People are like, are we allowed to see this? Decim, the only podcast TBQH. As a 30-year-old woman who gets too drunk and forgets what happens whilst playing pretend with her friends and who has a diabetic pet, I've never felt as represented and affirmed as I do with a podcast. I was going to make two not great jokes. I've been listening from episode 1 over the course of the last year, and I've gotten caught up, as other listeners who have done the same have said in their reviews. The post-catch-up depression is real. Thanks so much, Shadow for Life 23. Love it. Thanks for all the laughs. You're the only reason why I get through the day at work. Tom the Dragonborn is my fave character. And the best part is I'm in a campaign and I'm the only Dragonborn. I pick my character for the podcast. And I haven't strayed from it. I love all you guys, including Harper. He's the best. They didn't say that. Nest the Hero, listen to every episode. After 1 year of binging this amazing podcast, I finally caught up. Listening to this has been an adventure in itself. And I caught up at the absolute best time. I started episode 1 and found the pacing somewhat slow, but the hosts were fun. Fair. Yes, it's very true. Don't listen. I then had my heart ripped out of my body in episode 30. It's been an emotional roller coaster ever since. Thank you so much. Nikki Dubs 94 says examples of how to be epic and strong women. Thank you to me. I say that. I started listening to this podcast in September to take my 1.5-hour one-way commute more bearable and instantly fell in love. I finally caught up and decided to write a review as I eagerly await new episodes. The cast as a whole is funny and charming, but I do have to say I admire Jennifer Cheek and Nika Howard play their characters the most. They portray women who are strong, who are aware of their flaws, but also know how to kick butt. I almost had a heart attack as I was checking Twitter one day, and I saw Jennifer's new character and thought Ludra died. But glad that she hadn't.
Oh, she'll never die.
She'll die. Unlucky 13, aka DNL. Great is podcast? Maybe. I found this podcast about 2 months ago, and I've been binge listening ever since. I just finished episode 184, Jesus Christ, and I have to say, listening to you is the best part of any day. To add the goodness, my fiance now listens and even finally interested in joining our campaign. Thanks for that. Mao Okami says, watching the cast all grow together as friends and players is truly an amazing adventure. Congratulations and thanks, dudes. The next GeeklyCon is on the West Coast, okay? Ha ha ha. Okay, we all agree to do it. Mike, nope. Tim, Jennifer, and Nika have cultivated a truly astounded world in this actual play 5th edition game. As someone who grew up playing D&D in high school, 3.5, I get your struggle, Nika. This podcast is a must listen for anyone who has ever played D&D game where they've ever just tried to seduce the enemies or try to steal everything. You rogues know who you are. Thank you, everyone. Those are our reviews. We still are in February.
Oh, Jesus.
We should just have a whole episode of reviews.
Who wouldn't love that? Hey, thanks, everybody, for joining us. If you want to get in touch with us, we are on Twitter at Geekly Inc. or at D&D Podcast. You can find me on Instagram at Thrifty Nerd. Did that again.
You did do that again. I'm at Tim Lanning on both Insta and on Twitter, but I prefer Twitter.
I'm on Twitter at Jennifer Cheek.
I'm at Nika _ Howard.
I'm hungry.
Maybe both. Oh. I'm sorry I ruined your joke, Bogman.
That's cool. My joke was ruined by itself. I'm at the Mike Bachman.
Yesterday was my birthday.
Oh, when this episode comes out. Didn't get your fill of action and adventure in this episode of Drunks and Dragons? Well, make sure to head over to geeklyinc.com, where you can find other thrilling podcasts, the hottest nerd news, fan art to make you blush, and gear to level up your adventuring quest. When you've finished with your tentacle party, head on over to Apple Podcasts or your other podcast app of choice to leave us a 5-star rating and review. Also, don't forget to head over to patreon.com/dndpodcast. Once you become a patron, you have access to exclusive content like ad-free episodes that you won't be able to find anywhere else. Every pledge helps us keep growing and makes this show better with each episode. New episodes come out on Monday, so go subscribe, get your quest log filled, and get ready for things to get dicey.
Thank you, everyone. Unfortunately, Tim's birthday was actually a week and a day ago, proving that he isn't always correct. But we'll see you next time. Keep it dicey.
Some of the background music and ambience in this episode was from Sirenscape. Enhance your gaming table at Sirenscape.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.